Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Stick around on the podcast as Kelly and I hit the drop.
It involves singing with no music.
That's right. And listen, Jess is wondering whether she should start over in her relationship with her husband. She's got a kid on the way and two toddlers.
Yeah, or do we leave him? Mm. It's much going on. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Powerball grown to $975 million. No winners last night in the drawing. Next drawing will be Wednesday.
Okay, then. Time for me to play.
Every time I hear Powerball, you know what I think of?
What do you think of?
Do you know what internet kid I think of? Let me give you a hint.
If I'm a kid, and apparently every time, Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that one. That one I did not know.
I mean, you know the apparently kid, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the apparently Grandpa gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball. Yeah.
Gotta watch a Powerball first.
Apparently, I've never been on live television before.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. The apparently kid, every time I see the word Powerball, I think of the apparently kid saying,
Powerball.
That's great.
$975 million. Not a bad chunk of change. Probably could get up to a billion by Wednesday. My guess.
Been there a couple times before.
It has. Cash value, $422 million if you take the lump sum.
Wow.
Yeah. Could do some damage with that.
I mean, I could make that stretch.
I guess.
I could try.
I guess.
I would sacrifice myself again, to try.
You know, I think about that because one of our coworkers like posted her numbers. Like, hey, bought a Powerball ticket, you know. Type of
she
thing.
Posted the like the ticket?
Yeah, her ticket.
Oh.
I mean, no one can like steal her numbers because you need the ticket and you need to sign the back of the ticket to claim it, right? Mm. But I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, man, what if like a coworker hit? Like everybody says, oh, or some people say, oh, you know what? I love what I do. I'd continue working.
But no, you wouldn't.
But would you? Because all of your coworkers would be insanely jealous of you.
Yeah. You'd be the most hated person in the office.
Right?
Everyone would be looking at you, especially if it's a commission-based.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you're stealing my clients?
Oh, yeah.
You don't need the money.
100%.
You don't need the money.
Yes.
Yeah, I think of those.
Like you owe it to your coworkers to quit.
I think of those, and you don't owe it to your coworkers to give them any money. Like,
no,
if they didn't pitch in, if it wasn't a thing, yes.
Especially if it's commission based.
I feel like you got to get another job.
Yes, no, you just don't.
I mean,
work.
Well, sure, okay. I mean, you
don't work.
You could just not work.
You form a foundation. If you got that much money, you figure out a way to help other people with it, because there's no way that you could possibly spend all of that in your lifetime by yourself.
Unless you roll like MC Hammer, a rapper from the 80s and 90s who blew through his fortune and actually declared bankruptcy because...
How much did he actually have?
I mean, he had millions of dollars.
Sure.
I don't know if it was $422 million, but like he had millions of dollars and... rolled with such an entourage and rolled such A1 high class that when the money from his hit "You Can't Touch This" went away,
and he really didn't replicate that. In his reach that height again.
He couldn't achieve that height of fame again.
There's a reason why they have a show called like "The Lottery Ruined My Life."
I know. I was just thinking about that.
So many
lottery
people, winners,
right?
Just
and a lot of
go
it is,
nuts and
well,
don't know how to manage it.
That and infighting from the family.
Sure.
And I think about that. I'm like, man. And see, that's why Kelly. I would much rather win a jackpot that is less.
My family could handle it.
Okay, well.
That's why I volunteer as tribute.
Let me try.
Exactly.
Let me try to figure that out.
Yep. I got ideas.
Yeah. So, anyways, $975 million. Probably going to be close to a billion by Wednesday's jackpot. drawing, and yeah,
because people like me that jump on board the bandwagon,
I know,
when it gets crazy.
Jump on board. That's right.
Guys, it's time to buy a ticket.
It's time to buy a ticket. Hey. Anybody going to pitch in?
That's where it gets dicey is the office pools.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Especially the whole scenario of, oh,
I'll spot you.
But you didn't actually put your $2 in yet?
Yep. We've all seen those stories where the person says, I got you, and then the office hits, and then they're like,
what? You didn't get in.
You didn't pitch in.
Yeah. Then there's like lawsuits.
I know. I'm telling you, it's
crazy.
It's an ugly gamble.
It can be an ugly gamble.
Yeah.
Are you still trying to deter people to not buy tickets at this point? Because I still volunteer as tribute. I'm doing it.
All right. X, good morning. So we do feel good stories every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
Would you pay $15,000 for a cake?
I would not.
Well, a group of business owners did. And a 10-year-old from Maryland baked it.
Wow.
It's a homemade cake. His name's Herbie. Herbie Martin IV.
Okay.
And he stayed up until 2 a.m. perfecting his lemon blueberry buttercream cake. Here's the auction.
Lemon cake with lemon blueberry buttercream. Who give me $5,000 to start it? $5,500. I got $5,000, $6,000, now $10,000,
$15,000 to a group of business owners. A past winner rolls into the comments on the Facebook post. Whoa, congrats to this kid. My cake held a record in 4-H in the late 90s. Someone paid $50, and that was the highest price anyone had ever paid for a cake. How times have changed.
Wow.
Another person said, well, that's what I call having your cake and eating it, too.
Yeah.
Congratulations, young man. I'm going to need that recipe, please, and thank you.
Well, good on him.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's really cool.
I mean, this kid, it looks delicious. Lots of good cakes there. It's cake auction. They raised over $100,000 for the auction. For this fair, $15,000 for the cake. You can see the tasty goodness.
Love
I don't know
it.
If he's going to reveal his recipe or not. Maybe he will. Not sure. But we'll tweet it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
You're probably thinking in your mind, you know, I probably know proper Zoom etiquette, you know. It's 99.7 DJX. However, this is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, a lot of unwritten rules with Zoom etiquette. Victoria texts in and says, don't show your butt if you're not wearing pants.
Good note.
Yeah.
Good note.
Right. But if you can manage to make it through the day without showing your underwear drying on the shower nozzle while you're on a work Zoom call, you're doing okay.
Are we in the bathroom doing a Zoom call?
Yeah, there was kind of an awkward moment in this New Zealand sort of like video meeting when this politician joined the video meeting from her bathroom. You can see over her shoulder.
Oh, that's not good.
The shower with her underwear drying in the background.
I'm going to go ahead and add that to the list. Let's not Zoom in our bathroom.
In fact, people like noticed immediately. You hear a little bit of a snicker. And then what? Like the mayor kind of chimes in.
Mayor's on the Zoom?
Yes. Kind of to like maybe she doesn't know type of thing.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you might want to move your camera.
Why? Where is it?
Because you can see your washing.
You can see your washing. Yes.
She didn't say underwear.
Right.
She said washing.
Oh, okay.
I'm just suggesting. But anyway, please.
Can you see me?
Yeah, and still the councilwoman is
like, what do you mean? What's the big deal?
Yeah, she's unfazed.
She's annoyed.
Yes, we can.
Oh, that's great. Okay, you can see my washing, you can see me, it's no problem.
No problem.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, she has no idea why that might be distracting and weird for others.
Right, her name's Joe.
Joe's like, all right. Whatever.
And she was unfazed. She then launched into her speech about local government reform. And apparently...
Like, we're here for business, people.
Listen.
Let's focus.
And apparently the bathroom backdrop that Joe had wasn't even the craziest thing on that meeting. Because earlier in the call, another person was kicked out for disorderly conduct.
What?
I don't know what's happening with Zoom over in New Zealand.
What's going on in New Zealand right now?
You've got council people joining Zooms from their bathroom with their undies just drying.
And what's the big deal? The mayor's got their hands full.
The mayor's like, will you just move your camera, please? Will you just...
Maybe there had to be a follow-up email. Like, hey, couple notes.
In the future.
Let's not Zoom from our bathroom. Let's find a quiet room. Maybe
they
neutral
have,
background.
Look, they have filters
they
now.
They do have, like, Zoom backgrounds.
Where you can create a Zoom background.
Use that.
If you are needing to use Zoom from some place that could be considered sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and bathroom is going to be... What if someone else is in the house and needs to use the bathroom?
Right.
And, like, has zero awareness
of
what's going on.
Now, look, I'm not hating her necessarily for joining the Zoom from a bathroom.
I am. 100%.
There are plenty of spots in your bathroom where you could join a Zoom and it not look like you're necessarily in a bathroom. However...
What kind of a bathroom do you have?
The tile...
Everywhere you look, you're going to have at least a towel rack behind you.
I mean, maybe, but... The tile and then the hanging underwear is a little much.
How in the world did they not consider that?
Anyways, well, again, Joe, unfazed.
Unbothered.
She was unbothered by that whole thing. So
let's focus, people.
Some unwritten rules, nothing official with Zoom rules, but this maybe should be on the list.
Wow.
All right, so there you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without showing your undies on the work Zoom call, then you're doing okay.
But if you're Joe, whatevs.
Whatevs. Let's launch into business. That's your set of the bar story. Yeah. Maybe one of the most awkward segments we have ever done. It's 99.7 DJX. It is time to hit the draw!
Why are you yelling?
Yes!
This is a lot of
hit
yelling.
Hit the drop! Hit the drop!
This feels a lot like human sacrifice. We're dangling out there with just our voices.
That's right. So what we're going to do, we're going to start a song. We're going to pull the music out. You're going to continue singing along and then bring it back up.
You have to stay on time.
See how well your timing goes. Okay, so by random draw, Kelly's going to go first. What's your song?
Mm.
What are you going to choose? What are you going to choose? What are you feeling? Shoes in Texas.
It's
Ella
Langley. It's a giant song.
It's a huge song. Yes, this ought to be... walk in the park for you,
and
right?
Listen, when I say I chose it, I chose from the four you picked.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Because I didn't know the other one.
Like, all right.
I feel like you have to have some sort of familiarity to survive this
all right.
game.
You tell me when you're ready. All right. Get in your zone,
all
Kelly.
Right.
Get
okay.
in your zone.
All right.
All right. It's time to hit the drop.
Let's just get me into
Put him right back into her arms.
All right.
I wasn't Spark. She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room.
You got it.
And judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. It doesn't take a crystal ball to see. A cowboy always finds a way to leave. Drinking Jack all by myself. She's choosing Texas. I can
all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. How'd you feel? How'd you feel?
A little ahead.
That was good.
Okay.
That was good.
Right. It is so hard.
That was good.
To slow yourself down enough.
I know, because you got the adrenaline going.
Yes.
You got the adrenaline going. Yes.
You do not have the safety of the music or her singing with you.
Angela texts in, Kelly, you're a good singer. Sean texts in, excellent job, Kelly.
Thank you.
K-E-L-L-E-Y.
That's fine. I answered that as well.
All right, we'll do just one more this time, okay?
Okay. What is your choice, sir?
I think I'm feeling...
Yeah?
I'm feeling in an Olivia Rodrigo mood.
Oh, wow! Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
Is a voice. You're all right. That's bold choice, sir.
Bold choice.
Bold choice.
I'm feeling in an Olivia Rodrigo mood.
Wow. Okay.
I think we're gonna do Stupid Song.
Oh, that's a new one. Do you know it?
Do I know it?
All right. Prove it. Let's go.
Prove it. Let's go, she says. All right. All right. Hit the drop. Olivia Rodrigo, oh. Stupid Song.
All the girls at this party are so cool. This hasn't been the thing that I could do. But I can't help but imagine you say when you speak of me. You're a spark in the dark, and my clothes are caught aflame. You should feel how I feel when somebody says your name. And I'm speeding down the boulevard with the sound of break. And
I want you more than any stupid song I ever sing.
I kinda fumbled it. I kinda fumbled it, but I tripped into it.
We're not flailing in the wind nearly as long as I had to. Oh. I'm feeling a little salty about that.
Oh.
I was more exposed. That was quicker.
Do you want me to... Okay, do you want me to do it longer?
Do it longer. Oh, wait. I don't know if we need to hear you sing Libby Rodrigo.
All right. I tell you what. We'll just... We'll end while we're ahead, okay? Did you feel a little salty?
Missy says that... But Kelly, that was beautiful. Ben's a little pitchy. That's okay, though. Okay. Olivia, you had the angsty feel to it, though.
Yes.
You really
captured
the mood,
I think,
of the song, and we felt it swell.
We felt it swell. In an Olivia Rodrigo mood.
Yeah. So.
All right, well done, Kelly. Hit the drop!
Yes.
Hit the drop!
Oh, Angela.
Hit the drop!
Says, Ben, I will say as a singer, you have some good lung capacity.
Yes.
Yes! There you go. Oh, Stephanie, yes, Ben. Yes.
All right, I tell you what, later we'll have to maybe do a throwback one, okay?
Yeah, okay. Right. Yes, throwbacks. Because we all know, and again, the biggest asset in this game is familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing the song by heart.
Okay.
Yes.
Hit the drop there, 99.7 DJX. So we do feel good stories every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly Kay.
So you've heard stories of hero dogs saving their family, right?
I have, yes.
Maybe this is the first time you've heard of a hero pet goose.
Yes.
We go to Texas. Goosey started honking really loudly when the family was asleep. Flames were tearing through their barn. Luckily, Goosey was loud enough. The family woke up, grabbed a water hose, and put out the fire. Goosey's honking saved all the animals in the barn.
Goosey's like, hey.
That reminds me of goats screaming, doesn't
it? Yeah, a little bit.
It sounds a little like an actual human.
A little bit.
Yelling.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's funny.
Congratulations to Goosey. Saving the day. Saving all the animals in the barn, waking up as humans. There you go. With that sound.
Mm.
One more time.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like, oh! It sounds like someone's giving Goosey the Heimlich.
He's like, come on, guys!
Work, though. You can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Next Gen Wellness.
Man, if it's not one thing, it's another with these roads in Louisville on 99.7 DJX. Remember a few weeks ago, we were telling you about the Second Street Bridge and how there was a proposed lane change where there was going to be two northbound lanes on the Second Street Bridge and only one coming into Kentucky.
Bold move.
Now the Indiana governor is saying, wait. That's not going to work. So now it's kind of getting held up. So maybe there is that there's going to be some discussions between governors, if you will, Indiana and Kentucky, and the mayor of Jeffersonville, who, you know, obviously that affects there because that's where the Second Street Bridge empties into. So right now it's four lanes, two north, two south. The proposed lane would be only three lanes with two going north, one going south. And that's to provide a little cushion between the cars on the bridge. So they're not like right next to each other.
Yeah, that always gave me so much anxiety.
Yes, exactly.
Much anxiety.
And we saw it all play out, what was it, a couple years ago?
Like avoid it.
When the frickin' truck dangled over the side of the of the Second Street Bridge. So
I avoided it.
So yes.
I'll pay the tolls. Right. I used to like go out of my way to go downtown across there to save myself the tolls. Nope, I'm paying the tolls.
Right, exactly. So so we'll have to see what happens with that. Both have agreed to meet and discuss, but that's where they are with the Second Street Bridge. And like I said, if it's not one thing, it's another.
Yep.
With, you know, the I-65 corridor and all that with the, you know, still construction on there.
Always stuff in the works.
Always stuff. All right. Hey, coming up next, you know, I guess you always think there's never a good time to have a conversation with your partner about, like, splitting up. But this may be one of the worst times.
Oh, 100%. I do not envy the situation she's in
now. And I was going to say, and you got to think that Jess, not her real name, it has got to be completely at her wit's end to be considering this in her condition.
And that's why she's like coming to us. She needs a bunch of us who are not, we don't have the feelings involved. Maybe we can see it a little more clear for her, give her some perspective to consider.
Yep, she's pregnant, she's got toddlers, and she's considering the direction of her and her marriage.
That's a lot on the plate.
Yeah, a lot on the plate. We'll roll up our sleeves and get into it with group therapy. Coming up next. So our listener, Jess, doesn't even know who she can safely talk to about her marriage. She's coming to us. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I listen to your show daily via your podcast. Thank you for that.
Oh.
Which is great.
Cool.
You can listen whenever. You can't listen live.
Thank you.
I always enjoy your group therapy segments.
Mm-hmm.
Many times I think about how my story could easily be on there, but never decided to message you, except for now. I've gotten to the point where I don't know who to safely talk to about my marriage, so I'm turning to you guys. Please call me Jess.
I'm glad we saw that. When before we got this into the segment.
Yep. Pre-read always, a little bit. Yeah, sometimes
always dangerous.
Pre-read.
It's always dangerous.
So my husband and I have been married 5 years. We have two kids, 3.5 and 1.5, and I'm pregnant with our third.
She's in the trenches.
She is in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been having some issues lately, mostly because we seem to have such conflicting views on things, and I feel like we've grown in a different direction than when we got married.
Mm.
Basically, he hasn't changed, but I have.
Mm.
I keep struggling with the idea of leaving him, but as a stay-at-home mom and being pregnant, it makes things a little bit more challenging.
Yeah.
So I guess I have two questions. Number one, is there any way to even work through a relationship if you've grown in two different paths, mainly for our kids?
Sure.
What should I even do if I decide to divorce? Can anybody give some tips on being a single mom after being a stay-at-home mom? I don't even know where to start.
Wow.
Thanks for taking the time.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. We don't envy the position that you're in and certainly think that, you know, you are going through some stuff. You know, obviously kids, toddler, 1.5 and a 3.5-year-old. I mean, you are in the trenches. You're pregnant, so you've got a lot of things happening.
Yes. I know you got a lot of hormones going on. You're stressed out. Your world is chaos around you, I think, at some point. But I think this is not going to be something that you're going to figure out in, like, one conversation. I feel like you're going to need to get into some therapy to try to dig into why you've grown into a different path. What's at the root of that? And is there a way to come back together and partner up with your husband, figure out where that started to go, where's the fork in the road?
Yeah, we don't know why she thinks they've drifted or sees them as kind of going in separate paths.
Yes. Is there something he can be doing differently?
Right.
Put things back on track in your mind.
And certainly don't want to put all the onus on you.
No.
But
You have to dive into, like, has your heart completely changed? Have you checked out of the relationship when it comes to, are you still in love with your husband? That kind of thing. The love changed from, I'm not in love with him, but I love him?
Right. We did get a text from Kimberly, brings up a good point. Does he refuse to change or doesn't know he needs to change?
That's a very good point.
It's a great point.
Yeah, because it's not clear on whether she's actually had a discussion with him about how she's feeling. Like, she's got one foot out the door.
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. Group therapy. You can send us a voice note. Maybe you've been through this. Share your experience and maybe some do's or don'ts with the whole situation.
Another listener says, so many hormones circulating for her right now, but I also get that people change. Been there, kind of there right now.
All right, 502-795-1997. Let's hear your stories and advice for Jess coming up in group therapy. It's group therapy. Jess, just heard from her. She says she's in a rough spot. She's got a 3.5-year-old. She's got a 1.5-year-old. She's pregnant. And she's also thinking about leaving her husband.
And she's a stay-at-home mom. And she's got all
the
things going on right now.
She's got a lot of stuff happening.
There's a lot of questions we all have because there's a lot of context missing. We're not sure, like, why. She just basically says that she feels like they're on different paths.
Yeah.
And that she's the one that's changed, not him. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing for her to try to figure out is why she thinks she's on a different path. Is it a thing where she can veer back on and get on the same path with him?
Right.
Trina says on Facebook, unfortunately, we need more context. What's your why? That's important here. Being a single mom isn't easy. We need to know what's making you contemplate that. But the answer is nobody. You can safely talk to nobody. Everyone is going to be judgmental. So keep it anonymous to group therapy. You get advice without worrying about people you know personally judging you. And again, I think an actual therapist, trained therapist, some sessions to help you dig in and understand your feelings.
Virginia sent us a voice note.
How much of this is possible postpartum?
Could
this chick is having babies back to back.
Yes.
To back.
That's true.
Yes.
It might not be him. It might be you, sis. Other than that, I hope your peoples live in town so you can go live with your mom and them. Because that housewife money ain't existing. So you need a place to live if you finna leave. Hope your mama and your daddy's still around and that they love you and love them grandkids.
Because
that's really your only option, babe, if you're going to leave him.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. Thank you,
Virginia. You got to think about the logistics.
And you wanted to remain anonymous.
August of last year, I went through a rough patch with my husband. I had issues with anxiety and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, like, I was ready to just, like,
call it quits.
Yes. And my mom helped me out and everything. I got everything fixed. And my husband and I are on an actually good spot right now.
How did you get yourself back on track?
I'm on the right medicine. So, you know, I'm going through menopause. Yay!
Yeah, menopause. Oh, girl. Yeah.
So I'm on all of the right medicines and stuff. And my husband and I are actually talking and everything. So, things are going really well.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep. Gia on Facebook, that's completely normal. I've always said my husband's not the man I married. You grow and you change and you don't have to agree. Mm. But if you really want to leave him, you can't continue being a stay-at-home mom. Your life's going to be a single mom. Go back to school, get a full-time job so you can afford to be independent. You just need to come to some hard realizations of what your new life would be. It's your decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, a couple people are saying never make huge life decisions when you're pregnant.
Yes.
Also, someone else who said, as someone who has divorced for all the right reasons, will tell you divorce is very hard.
Yeah.
Advice, try therapy first. Make sure this is not pregnancy brain.
Right.
And,
from the ages of your children, you haven't given your body a lot of rest.
Right.
You got to be 100% sure this is the only move you have before you make it. Single motherhood's not easy. Did it 13 years ago. I'm sure it's a lot worse now. So, and then you're always going to be connected with your husband
to
co-parent.
All right.
Well, so that's going to be a tough path to navigate too. So yeah, she's got to get in and do some solo therapy first. Dig into why you feel the way you feel.
Yeah, certainly don't envy your position.
No.
Don't want to minimize what you're feeling either.
No, and I know you probably don't want to feel that way.
Right.
No one wants to feel that way.
No. But just know that a lot of people, especially in the comments and texts, have been where you are.
Yes, Jamie, I think sums it up really well on text. I think a lot of us have been there. It's a bad season, but doesn't mean it will always be that way.
Uh-huh.
Unless something major is going on or happening, I would try to go to therapy and work through it. And maybe try to do some things to reconnect the two of you and have fun together and realize why you came together in the first place. I think we all want to tap out at times, but I couldn't imagine being without my husband now in the season of life we've gotten to together. I feel like at one point I hated him at times, but I couldn't love him more, I promise.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted, okay?
It is so easy to kind of, when you got all that going on, to feel so disconnected from your husband, but get into some therapy and maybe to bring it back together.
Good luck. Keep us posted. Group therapy. It's time for new knowledge.
Award-winning game.
Award-winning game.
We've got the award in the kitchen.
Hi, Renee.
Hello.
Hi there. Renee is calling us from Shepherdsville. She's 5'8", curly blonde hair.
Sassy. Sassy.
Not saying one thing or another. I'm just saying,
I was going to say, you're making it awkward.
I am making it a little awkward. Sorry. She's just on the way to the groomer with her dog, Finn. She's married to a manly man. Probably puffs his chest out, has chest hair. And
but I know you're feeling a little pressure with that because you're like, if he's so manly, I should like know stuff too, right? Because you're just being around him.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it.
100%.
I get it. All right, Renee, 5 questions. All questions are questions guys typically would know, so we'll see how well you do, okay? You can always ask Kelly for help one time. All right, you ready?
Can I ask you for help? Because you're the man.
That is a question that no one has asked. Very clever.
Well done.
Very clever.
That is very clever.
Yeah.
The answer's no. The answer's no, but we appreciate it. We appreciate the effort. All right, here we go. Question one. Do knowledge. What kind of tool cuts intricate curves in wood? What kind of tool cuts those intricate curves in wood?
A circular saw?
No. What'd you say?
Jigsaw?
Which one?
Go with that one.
Jigsaw.
Jigsaw is correct.
I've used one of those before.
Yeah, you're right.
Me too.
Yeah, Renee! All right, here we go. Next question. Dude knowledge. What is the standard weight range? Standard weight range of a bowling ball.
We're going to go with 6 pounds to 13 pounds.
I'll give it to you. Six pounds to 16.
Gets up to 16.
But I'm going to give that to you. I'm feeling nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Something about that curly blonde hair. I don't know.
Stop it. You're flirting. This is weird.
Renee, next question. What type of beer is an IPA? What type of beer is that?
A microbrewery.
Are you asking what IPA stands for? Yes, that is actually what the answer is. That's the type of beer it is.
International Pale Ale.
It is not that either.
Dang. I feel like I guess that every single time we've ever
you
talked
do,
about this.
You do. Yeah. I have said this question before.
I keep wanting them to change it.
It's India Pale Ale.
Oh.
India.
Oh.
India Pale
Ale. Okay.
Yeah. It's a little bit hoppier. A little hoppier flavor. Yeah.
I don't like them, so.
It's all right, Renee. Yeah, it's not everybody's stream.
He knew it.
Not everybody's cup of tea. All right, dude knowledge. Next question. What is the name of Batman's butler?
Arthur.
Alfred.
Kelly, you are not letting her even.
I heard her correct herself, and then I helped her know that the correct answer
Renee,
was
Renee, know
correct.
That Kelly is really in your corner.
I am.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I am the resident show cheerleader.
That's right.
I love it.
Was it hoes before bros? Is that, is that what it is? All right, last question, dude knowledge, Renee. In fishing, what type of fish is a largemouth?
Bass?
Largemouth bass! Of course!
Yes. You have a little and it sings, right? You put batteries in it?
Sure, that's right. It's also smallmouth. You can also have a smallmouth.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what? Renee, hold your curly blonde hair high because you did very well. You did very well. Good job. Four out of five. 80% dude today.
You made your husband proud.
That's right.
Your manly man husband.
That's right. So enjoy the trip to the groomer. Hang tight. We're going to get a little more information from you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, you've been a delight. Hang on. Oh, was that the dog or was that your kid?
No, that's my dog. We're at the groomer. He's ready to go in.
He's excited.
He knows.
He's like,
I am here to see my friends. I am going to be very pretty.
I am going to get a blowout. I am going to look fabulous.
I'm so ready to be good looking again.
I know. I love it.
All right.
Hang tight, Renee. Hang tight. All right. I love that. All right. New knowledge. There it is.
And dog speaks like, Mom, get off the phone.
Come on.
We're here.
Mom.
We're at the place.
Mom.
I got to go do my thing.
I want to get shampooed and look pretty.
I want to be pampered.
All right. New knowledge. 99.7 D. We're going to do a little hit it and quit it here. Am I a jerk?
So she says, hey, guys, need to know if what I did was a jerk move or not.
Okay.
My husband and I were visiting his parents over the weekend, staying with them because they live a few hours away.
Mm-hmm.
Like most typical old people's homes, it was really hot.
Okay.
I was in that boat a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
At my in-laws.
Oh.
I could have written this.
Okay.
They refused to turn on the AC. It was absolutely miserable. Mm. I couldn't sleep at night, which then made it tough to make it through the day without being super cranky. I literally begged my husband to say something, but he wouldn't.
Okay.
So for the last two nights, I went and stayed at a hotel.
Wow. Okay.
The rest of the weekend, they were kind of frosty.
Uh-huh.
No pun intended.
I was going to say, they weren't frosty.
At me. I think they're mad.
Mm.
Was I wrong for doing that? I thought that was a better survival tactic other than just going and turning on the AC myself at night.
I mean, do they know? I think that's my biggest question about that is...
Do they know that she went to a hotel or do they know?
No.
Would they know if she turned on the AC? Oh, they know why?
Right. Like, she was like, hey... I tried to talk to your son about the air conditioning and it's uncomfortable. And so I prioritized my sleep.
It sounds like she didn't say anything because she was telling him to say something. He said no. So I don't think that she went to them saying, hey, it's too hot. I'm not going to stay here anymore.
Man.
I don't think that she said that to them. So they may not know. And then I don't know if her son told the parents, oh, she's just a little too hot. She couldn't sleep at night. So she's going to go sleep at the hotel. Which you would think that's what he would say.
I mean, okay, so I have my in-laws. They keep their house at a certain temperature that's a little bit warmer. Heck, I'm not even going to say my in-laws. I'm going to say my brother and sister-in-law do the same thing. They have their house a little bit warmer than the way I keep it at my house.
My in-laws had it at 76.
76 is a lot.
I took it down to 74. I did the opposite. I turned the AC.
I would have gone rogue.
Raised it back up in the morning.
Yeah, I would have gone rogue. Did. Like at night, I would have just gone deet, 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 deet.
Yep. That's what I did.
Pop that sucker about 68.
Because my husband and I were both.
And then
we were already sleeping in a bed that was like two twin beds from like, had to be maybe the 70s or 80s put together. I think the sheets were from the 80s. And when we were changing them when we left, it was clear they had not been washed in a really long time.
Oh, that's the worst. And it wasn't from you guys, right?
Nope.
All right.
It was not.
Yeah, obviously there is woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know, at play here.
Yeah.
Where, yes... I probably would have just said something. Like, obviously she doesn't feel that comfortable around her in-laws.
Well, she probably thought, too, we're in their house. I can't dictate to them what to do.
I mean, my wife does to our in-laws.
Oh.
To her parents.
Well, it's her parents.
Yeah.
This was not her parents. So that's why she was trying to get their son to say something, and he was refusing. So maybe he knew that that would just rock the boat too much, so he
didn't
want
to. That's so weird.
Which is really odd.
Like, I feel like...
You would think, as a host, you want your guests
to be
comfortable.
Yeah.
But apparently they're a little oblivious, which I think when you get... Because my in-laws are in their 80s, mid-80s.
Trina says, I would have 100% done the same thing.
Okay. But do you say why... Yeah.
I think, you know, hey, I prioritize my sleep, and I was in...
I don't want you guys to feel uncomfortable. Well, I was going to say,
blame it on yourself, even. Yeah. Just say, hey, I sleep hot, and
I need it super, super cold, and I don't want to, like, freeze you out in your own house, so I'm just going to go...
Yeah, I think that would have been good, and maybe even something to say, even after you did it.
Yeah.
But wow, bold move. I commend you on that. That is a bold move.
Yes, but I think that the problem lies in maybe the lack of communication that she was doing that and why.
Mm.
Maybe, it sounds like she might have just kind of ghosted the situation. I don't know if her husband explained.
Yeah.
Hopefully they did.
Mason Texan, man, I love hotels though. They do get cold.
Yes, they do.
I love it. I love to sleep in a cold environment like that, and you can just snuggle in the blankets and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Got a text years ago. Me and my best friend went to stay at his grandma's in Florida for a couple of days. They had their air set at 75.
Yeah.
I was sleeping naked. With no blankets and still couldn't sleep due to being so hot. Both nights I got up in the middle of the night, turned the AC down. Unfortunately, Grandma realized and mentioned something to my friend, and I've been horribly embarrassed ever since. My friend thought it was disrespectful of me to do that.
Wait, the grandma mentioned that you were sleeping naked? Like she saw?
No. But she was mad that she took it upon herself to... lower the temperature. Like that was rude. Don't touch my thermostat.
Yeah.
That's not up to you.
I was going to say, people get a little bit like possessive about that.
They do. But see, I guess maybe the key is just to then go back and change it before they wake up. And then they never know. But they woke up at 6:30.
Hang on. Trina, you like the temperature set at 60?
Ooh. Oh, that is igloo status.
Wow.
We're 68.
Wow, that is great. Like, 60's overnight.
Aggressive.
Overnight, I will crank it into the 60s, like 68, yes. But during the day, usually 72.
Yes.
We're rocking about 72,
that's
something
where
like
we're
that.
Living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's typically like that area. But
if it's like 100 degrees out, I could probably do 73
during the
day.
Are you a jerk? I think you probably should have just said the reason.
Yes.
Blamed it on yourself.
And maybe like put it on, say, I don't want you to be uncomfortable in your own house.
That's right.
You know, this is a me thing. I'll just go and sleep. I'll be right back over here and we'll do all the things during the day.
All right. So
That'd
there you
great.
Go. Yes. That's how we would have handled it. Hopefully.
Just a little communication. Maybe you can smooth that over by explaining that in hindsight. And then maybe they'll be like, oh, okay.
All right. Am I a jerk? Yes.
Kind of. We say that with love.
that's what we landed on, isn't it?
We say that.
That's what we landed on, isn't it?
Like, we get it. We got why you did what you did.
Right. Okay. All right.
Maybe.
Thanks, Kelly. Right. It's time to hit the drop. This is where we will play a popular song, cut the music out. We're going to try to keep the same pacing, singing along, bring it back up, and see how well we do.
We're just flailing out there exposed.
Without a net, exposed.
Without a net.
No pants on, no. Just the breeze.
I'm wearing pants. You're welcome.
It's hit the drop. We're going to go old school, okay?
Some old school jams.
Yeah,
everyone knows these.
Okay, so what are you thinking today for you, Kelly?
It's a classic.
It is? Okay.
Got those apple bottom jeans. with the fur.
She's going to do low.
I'm going to do some flow right up.
All right, so hit the drop. All right, so I was going to say.
My rapper stance.
Getting your rapper stance.
My performance mode.
All right, we're going to do hit the drop. You can play along and. Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm adjusting my look.
Okay, adjust
your
look.
For my music video.
Okay, this is great. All right. Okay. All right, let me know when you're ready.
Got to get into it a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yep. Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The club was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, Jordy got low. The baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the straps.
With the strap.
She turned around and gave that big booty a slap.
That was good. How'd that feel?
It was getting a little dicey there for a little bit. I'm trying to do the echoes too.
Oh, I know. You gotta stay on time.
Oh, because there's a little overlap there.
All right.
Okay.
You want to pick one for me?
Okay. I am thinking.
I don't like that look in your eye.
Here I go again. Girls, what's my weakness? Man, shoot. Let's do a little shoot.
Pepper.
Salt and pepper.
Okay.
It's Peppa.
Peppa. Okay, salt and Peppa. Hit the drop. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Damn
baby. Sounds sexy, huh? Here I go again. Girls, what's my weakness? Man! Okay, then. Chilling. Minding my business. Salt looked around and couldn't believe this. I swear, I stared. My knees, my weakness. My brother had it going on with some kind of...
It was close. Oh my gosh.
That made me feel a little like
I really loved hearing you though do the little salt and pepper. It was a little gender swap, a little bit.
What's your name?
Damn
girl. That sounds sexy. Here I go again, girls. What's my weakness? Man.
Okay, then. Yes. Favorite line. Of course you gotta say that.
So Tony Bratton, that QVC host, got her chance. It's coming full circle on 99.7 DJX.
She is making the rounds, going ahead, owning it, and appearing on shows like Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Last week we showed this funny clip from QVC where one of their guests had a bit of a flub.
Again, it looks like you went and got a blow at
blowout. That's right. Blowout at your salon.
It's iconic. This one's not going away for a very long time.
Not anytime soon. Yeah. But yeah, she made it on Fallon.
Tony Bratton, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I think that you handled that perfectly, by the way. You really nailed it. What did you think in that moment where you were...
Well, you know, I was kind of froze, and I was trying to decide, do I go to the left?
Yeah.
Do I go to the right? I just went down.
Yeah.
She just sunk down below the desk.
Yeah. Just excuse herself from the live broadcast.
I'm going to exit this moment right now and didn't even turn around. It's like, and the other, like, hair model, the wig, where you could kind of see, she's...
She is trying to hold it together. She is trying to hold it together.
Hanging on for dear life after that.
Listen, you could say that she didn't blow her opportunity with Jimmy Fallon.
She did not.
No, she definitely did not.
She did not.
So she is living her best life right now.
She rose to the occasion. Wait, that
didn't sound right either.
That didn't sound right either.
Yeah, so that... And you
bless her heart. That was so innocent.
She gave
it was so innocent.
She did give Jimmy a wig. A wig.
That's fantastic.
Like a shaggy wig that
so
looks
he
like
too could look like he has had a blow fresh blowout.
Out. Yes, from the salon. That's funny.
I hope they sold a million wigs.
I hope they did too. Yeah. So there you go. You can see the original. I mean, all you have
to do
is...
There's going to be merch.
All you have to do is...
Is there already merch? I'm going to look.
I don't know. But all you have to do is open up your social media app, whatever it is, because it's all over the place. From last week there, Instagram. But yeah, WDJX.com, you can see it there. Time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
An example of what not to do.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the credit cards of one of your customers at a gym, then going and using it on a food binge for yourself, you're doing okay.
That's not what we do.
No. That's Eduardo. He's working at a Planet Fitness.
Oh.
It's in Florida. It's not local, right?
Got it.
I guess he noticed being a very, very light word, that lady had left her credit card, probably in her purse. Probably
did he notice
in...
when he was rooting through her purse?
Yeah. And then took it and used it to buy food, beer at a local barbecue place. And then, you know, obviously...
He figured I'll just return it. After I go on my little spending spree, like, she'll never even notice it was gone. Not like even going to notice the charges that show up either. That's going to be fine.
Right. I'm sure she's not going to get notified of any sort of charges or anything like
that.
She
won't look at her bill.
Yeah. He obviously hangry.
Sure.
Right. So.
All right.
Again.
I'm guessing he's probably not working at the Planet Fitness anymore.
Probably not. Yes. But yeah, he took and... while still wearing his Planet Fitness uniform.
Of course.
Went to the barbecue place and got himself a nice rack of ribs and beer and enjoyed that.
And he's like, thank you, Janice.
Yeah, exactly. Which makes me think that he's done that before and got away with it.
Maybe.
You know, he kind of had a thing where he was like, while they're working out, I'm going to steal away, get a little lunch, come back.
Attention.
Right. Right, it's a perfect crime.
Yeah.
Perfect crime.
Except for when you use credit cards, there's a digital footprint
there
of
is.
All the things.
There is.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's
that's
a trail.
So yeah, that's your Setting the Bar story. So speaking of Dracula, I was in one of those, like, you know, CVS or Walgreens. Notice they've already got the Halloween candy starting to roll out.
Oh, I mean, there are like home decor stores.
Yeah.
Full on fall and Halloween.
Absolutely. It's 99.7 DJX. You know, you got to have a good 3 months to prepare for that stuff.
So. Well, yes.
Yeah.
And I know you may not be in the mindset.
Well, yeah.
Yet.
August doesn't have any major holidays in it.
No.
So.
But if you wait until October 1st
they're
to start
be sold
thinking
out.
About getting some new Halloween decor, there'll be nothing left.
Nothing left.
Not one thing.
Not one thing.
Now's one the time. Thing.
Yeah. So anyways, by the way, if you win the Powerball, you'll have plenty of money for that. Powerball up to $975 million. No one won last night.
Time to play. That's when I jump on board.
I always think about the apparently kid when I think of Powerball. And you may not remember because it's obscure, but the apparently kid, like,
your life in memes.
I do. You know, it's that kid who gets handed the microphone there at the county fair, and he's like, apparently I've never been on live television before, but he drops this gem.
If I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
Yeah, Powerball!
He gives me the remote.
Gotta watch the Powerball first.
Gives me the remote after he watches the Powerball.
There you go, kid. Now you can watch your stories.
Yeah, exactly. You can watch whatever you want. Grandpa didn't win again, so, you know, it's up to you now. So
dang it. But what would the cash payout be?
Like $422 million.
I could probably make that stretch.
Yeah, probably make that stretch.
I could try to get by with that.
Yeah, by Wednesday, by tomorrow, it'll probably be close to $1 billion. So,
okay. Got some time to get my ticket.
But are you?
I do.
Okay.
We'll get a $20 ticket.
All right.
When it gets to be this crazy,
we'll go
out and get $20 tickets.
Do you let the machine choose? I do too.
Yeah.
I don't have the brain power to try to choose
numbers.
Oh, I know.
Why'd you say it like that? Didn't even hesitate.
Sorry, I was thinking that. I wasn't supposed
Some
to say that out loud.
Some of the things that you're not supposed to say out loud? Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Our group therapy, if you missed it, we were talking about our listener, Jess, who has a 3.5-year-old, a 1.5-year-old,
yeah,
and is pregnant,
yeah,
and is feeling some sort of way about the direction she and her husband are going.
Yeah.
Thinking that he's not changed she has.
Right.
And
they're on different paths and she needs to leave him.
Considering, yes, divorce.
So many people said, first of all, do not make any big life choices like that when you are pregnant.
Yeah. In fact, Virginia rolled in.
How much of this is possible postpartum?
Mm.
Correct.
This chick is having babies back to back.
Yes.
To back.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it could be that. Could be that.
And
but.
I think the best path forward for her is to get into therapy to figure out why she feels like she is so drastically off course of their marriage and see if there's any way that she can just rediscover what brought them together in the first place. Maybe she's just completely stressed out with all the things. I mean, when you start having kids, that can really drive a wedge into that connection between and your husband.
Right.
Because it's no longer just about you. All your focus turns to them.
Right.
And you have to maintain that connection with your spouse. But it can get crazy, especially when they're that young and you got all that going on.
100%.
No sleep.
100%. So, yeah, hopefully she can figure that out. But, yeah, you can see kind of like what we talked about. And you can hear that Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show or WDGX.com. Tap. Listen.
A lot of promising stories, though, of people that have been there and came back through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. What else, Kelly?
This show is exhausting.
Yeah. If you missed it, we played Hit the Drop.
We performed.
Yeah. We performed for you.
We were performers.
Everything from Olivia Rodrigo to Flo Rida.
We put it on the stage.
We did. A little embarrassing for us.
Mic drop. I feel exposed.
Yeah.
I feel like now I need to go put a robe on and just decompress.
Is it the robe that you bought from the hotel?
I'm still waiting for it to come in the mail.
You did buy it?
Not that one, but I found the same brand on eBay.
Oh, you did? Okay, all right.
For $44.
That's cheaper than the $150.
Which is better than $150.
Yep, that is.
But I cannot wait until it comes because it just makes me feel some sort of way.
That's awesome. All right, well, cool. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.